Hello, this is Casey.
Oh, Casey!
Oh, no.
Casey.
Oh my God!
ARIA Award winner.
ARIA Award winner rings you at this hour of the morning after winning. You are supposed to be unable to tell the difference between your arias and your elbows at the moment, mate. Congratulations, mate. Casey.
I can't even talk.
Well, I tell you what, you could talk last night when you got up and did your speech and dropped a little bit of the rude words.
Yes, this was part of it, the clean part of it anyway.
Man, unbelievable. First of all, I want to thank my wife who's at home tonight. She's not very well. I love you, Michelle. My girls, my mum and dad, my sister. You guys are amazing. Far out.
Yeah.
You've got swear jar.
Hey, how you feeling, mate, honestly?
I still can't believe it. I honestly cannot believe it. It's just, it's surreal. But, it actually really did happen. So, it was such a good night. Such a good night. Far out.
Yeah.
I can't talk.
Can we ask, Casey, because it's been such a long road. It has been, but you have absolutely deserved this because it's been tough.
It has, mate. It has. You know, it's... Like I said last night, it started out when I was a kid watching the Arias and thinking one day it'd be nice to be there. And, then to be there last night and actually win one, it's just it makes it all worthwhile, you know. So you're going to need a voice transplant, that's for sure.
Mate, I first met you about 15 years ago and you were working hard then. And this is not one of those overnight success stories. This is, and I'm sure it began many, many, many years before that. But what's your new dream?
Oh, man, I think the next thing, we'd love to go and have a crack overseas and maybe, you know, see what we can do in America. And I'm very lucky to have, you know, Michael Chugg and the team, and they've just been amazing. You know, I think that's the thing that's made the biggest difference is, you know, when people believe in what you're doing, and he was believing what I was doing, and it's paid off. So, I love that guy. He's like a dad to me, so he's a good man.
So good. Casey, you spoke about being just a young boy growing up in a small town in Tassie, and as Spider and Flan have mentioned, it has been a long road for you. What advice would you give to another young boy or girl in a small town in Australia that has this dream?
Yeah, just don't ever give up. And, you know, it can happen. You know, it really can. And I just be patient. That's the biggest thing. So many artists just expect things to happen straight away and overnight. And, you know, so you just got to be patient. So, oh, man, I still can't believe it.
Casey, thanks so much for sharing this moment with us, mate. It's been something we've all invested in over the years. And congratulations, bud.
Oh, thank you. And thanks to you guys. Thanks to the Gold Coast. Thanks to, you know, for playing my stuff on the radio. That's just the biggest thing. So,
hopefully
I can get my voice back.
Get on those butter menthols. You've got 24 hours before the North Burley Surf Club goes off.
Oh, mate, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
I actually might have to mime the gig. So, no, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Casey.
You're so welcome.
See ya. Bye.
See ya.